Prince Albert. Prince Albert and Area Teachers Association President Jean-Marc Béliveau says there will be no decision on teacher sanctions until the middle of the month. The provincial government and Saskatchewan's teachers are currently at an impasse after entering the conciliation process before Christmas. The conciliator's report is due on January 15, and Béliveau said that's when the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, STF, will decide on their next move. Even before negotiations, the teachers had voted 95% in favor of sanctions, Béliveau said. The teachers have given their ability for the STF to put sanctions in place, but they are respecting the process. After the 15th, we'll see where the recommendations are. The STF requested a conciliation board in October following their first sanctions announcement. The provincial government and STF continued contract talks until December 13, when they reached an impasse. Teachers have been seeking inclusion of a no violence in classrooms clause, a confidential reporting mechanism and action addressing class size and compositions, mental health and English language support for students. Béliveau said that per student funding in Saskatchewan was 6th in the country before negotiations began and has since dropped to 8th. It doesn't put Saskatchewan in a very competitive position for educators, he said. Béliveau said other provinces had concluded their bargaining, including New Brunswick in September, which concluded with a 15% increase over 5 years. The offer on the table is a 7% increase to salary over 3 years, broken down to a 3% pay raise in 2023 and 2% in 2024 and 2025. The government of Saskatchewan recently ran a billboard campaign showing the offer. If the government of Saskatchewan wants to keep up with inflation and per-student funding, they will have to come up with a better plan than what was offered at the table, Béliveau said. He added that the number of students has steadily increased while the number of teachers in the province has dropped since 2013-2014, except 2020-2021 during the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. He said there has been an increase of 25,000 students or roughly 15%. The number of full-time educators decreased by 15, so basically we got 25,000 more students to teach in 10 years and we lost 15 teachers to accomplish that task, Béliveau said. In December, Minister of Education Jeremy Cockrell told the Regina Leader Post that classroom complexity is not something to be addressed at the contract level, but rather by school divisions. Béliveau said he does not call it classroom complexity. He calls it properly funding inclusion. Inclusion works if it's properly funded, but if it's not, there are going to be some problems, he said. Education funding has not kept up with the needs of students in Saskatchewan schools, he added. The diverse needs of our students are growing, hence properly funded inclusion helps student success for sure. The Ministry of Education said in an email to the Herald in October that they are disappointed that the STF walked away from negotiations and are willing to impose sanctions that could impact students and their families. The ministry said they remain at the table ready to bargain, and it is our hope that the STF will come back and resume negotiations. Béliveau said the teachers are ready to bargain, but they need a willing partner. It's the government's turn to come back to the table and actually start negotiating, he said. There's still a chance of no action being taken, but it's the government's turn to have action of their own. Michael.Alexon at paherald.sk.ca